All right, Tony, you have your hand up. Go ahead and why don't you start us off? Thank you.
Hey, Cal, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Just what could you say about this team's resiliency? It seems like you guys are just never out of a game.
Yeah, you know, obviously tonight wasn't our best. It was one of those nights we were struggling a bit, but to stick with it and be down two goals, come back and win it in a shootout, I mean, it just shows the character group we got in here and sticking with it. You know, you're going to have nights that we're not at our best, and to stay in the game and then get a chance at winning it in a shootout is huge for our team confidence.
And then just how important is it that you're getting contributions all throughout the lineup? It seems like every night a different player stepping up, whether it's a rookie or a veteran. It seems like you guys are really getting balanced scoring.
Yeah, we got real balanced lines. You know, scoring comes not from one line. It comes from basically all four lines. And that's tough to defend against other teams, having four lines that are balanced and can score.
That's all I had. Thanks.
Yep.
Patrick, go ahead.
Yeah, Cal, congratulations on the win. In a way, can it be more satisfying to pull out a win when you don't have your best stuff?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, like, I don't know if there's a team in hockey that sometimes, as a group, you just don't have your best sometimes. And for us to be able to stay in the game, and obviously a big part of that was our goaltender tonight, Zane, was really good. And he kept us in it, but we were able to find a way to get some goals and tie it up. And then a shootout can go either way, but a big goal again by Forzy, and Zane was great in the shootout.
With the schedule being what it is and seeing these guys so often, is there adjustments and counter adjustments that continuously have to be made throughout the entire season now?
Yeah, you've seen a team so much. You know, there's nothing crazy, but teams do start to do different things from playing each other so much. You're seeing a lot of video on the same team. So we make adjustments. You know, they're a good team. They're a fast team. They come hard on the forecheck. And if you're not making strong plays, breaking out of your end, it can be a long night, like at times tonight.
Thank you.
Bob Rotruck.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Hi, Cal. What happened on the goal there? Was this kind of a nifty little bounce back to you on it is what it looked like?
It was just lucky. I was trying to pass it in front to it was Fitzy driving the net, and it hit, I think it hit the defender and just came right back to me. Just one of those lucky bounces that I was fortunate to see the guy putting it in.
You guys were weaving around all over the place. Wade Allison, I think he set you guys up I don't know how many times, but, you know, we think of him and his shot, which is very attention-grabbing, but he was making some terrific plays for you guys.
Yeah, he was. You know, I thought we had some good chances as a line, and Wade had a few great passes to the slot, and, you know, he's hard on pucks. He forechecks well and protects that puck, and he comes up with them a lot, and then if you're open, he was finding us tonight, and he's just a good, you know, for the younger kid, he's playing great hockey. He plays the right way. He's hard on pucks and great shot, like you said. He's pretty easy to play with.
That you mentioned that Penguins forecheck, it was causing some real headaches there at times. I mean, you can burn them back the other way, but the key is you got to beat it, and a lot of times you weren't, especially in the second period. What were you talking about on the bench there when the Penguins get you hemmed in some and keep on picking it off at the line like that?
Yeah, at times we just, you know, we weren't executing like we normally can, and give them credit, they're forechecking hard. But, you know, on nights like that, sometimes you just got to go a little simple and just get it by their forecheck. And if you do, at times you can get odd man rushes going the other way, and you're not in your zone as much. And I think that was a bit of an issue for us tonight. It was just coming out clean, or even just coming out.
Patrick mentioned it as well. But I want to emphasize it. Five times this team has trailed after two periods and has rallied to win. I mean, that's something you don't see very often at all. That's pretty special.
Yeah, we're finding ways. And like, we just got such a good group this year, depth throughout the lineup. The young guys are playing great, and we're just never out of it, you know, and that's a sign of a good team, teams that can hang around even when you don't have your best. And that's a credit to everybody in here for getting done again tonight.
But real quick, before I let you go, it kind of occurs to me, when you're rolling four lines like that, you're always wearing teams down. All four lines can score, which very few teams are able to say. That's a key for all of these comebacks. I don't know if it happens as much if you don't have those four lines that you're constantly throwing out there.
Exactly. Everybody's in the game when we're rolling four lines, because everybody's playing. And, you know, especially tonight, there wasn't a lot of penalties. So that was good for keeping all four lines in the game. The guys that don't play special teams. And I think that, you know, right now we have so many games with how the schedule is, four lines is huge.
nice mention there that, you know, that there weren't a lot of penalties and there could have been some called. It was nice to not have them called here and to get to play some hockey for once. Yeah. I'll leave it at that. Cal, thank you. Congratulations.
No problem.
We have one more person here. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Cal. I was wondering along that same premise, what does it say about just how good the system and mentality is of this team that guys like Bunny and Trawinski, who've been up on the taxi squad for a while, can just come right back in and fit in like a glove and play really well tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they've been down here playing for Gordo for other years, so I think they had a good idea what to expect coming in. You know, there's nothing major changes that we made from last year, a few things, but, you know, they're smart players that made the adjustment. I think for them, it was good to get in some games and play a lot of minutes, you know, being up on the taxi and in the lineup there, I'm sure it's tough. And they're probably itching to play a game down here. And yeah, they stepped in and played great.
And if I could just get one more, and I was going to say, McIntyre, this was a weird game of an 8-goal total because I thought both goalies actually played really well and made some nice saves. What did you think of Zane's performance overall?
I mean, he's been great all year. I can't say enough good things about him. Great guy, great goaltender. Every time he's in there when we don't have our best, you know, he's given us a chance. And like he did tonight, if he didn't play the way he did, I think we wouldn't even have a chance in overtime or in shootout.
That's all for me. Thank you, Cale.
Yeah, no problem.